Following the minister's reduction in the fuel levy by 150 in April, we knew this was a two-month reprieve that he had given to the country to lower the high costs of petrol and diesel. We also know that this comes to an end at the end of May, and the fuel price is going to go up by another 2 rand on top of the 1.50 rand if this reprieve is not extended. So we have written to the minister to request that he does consider extending this reprieve for another few months. You know, the impact of a 25 rand plus per litre of petrol, which is where it'll go to in June if this reprieve is not extended, is going to be detrimental to the economy of the country, to the cost of goods getting to and from markets, to the cost of commuting and so forth. We also know that by extending this reprieve, the government loses an additional around 2.7 billion rand a month. But we believe that that can be recouped in other ways. We've asked the minister to seriously consider getting all levels of government to dig deep in finding ways to save money, to spend less on unnecessary expenditure, to stop wasting, to cut out corruption. There are many ways that we can get this money in a cost-effective government. And these could have longer-term benefits, zero-based budgeting. There are many ways to get this money back. But by passing on and continuing this reduction in the fuel levy would be in the best interest of society and the country at large and the economy as well. Hopefully the minister will consider this, take these suggestions seriously. Another suggestion we have made is that if this cancellation of the reprieve is a bridge too far, if it's very difficult to do so, then possibly you should consider easing the pain by clawing this reprieve back over 3 months at 50 cents per litre per month for the next 3 months. That way the pain is less impactful on society. So let's see if he does heed that request, and we hope he does.